Connecticut House Democrats say they'll soon schedule a special session to vote on Governor Ned Lamont's stalled $20 billion transportation infrastructure plan. It's a plan that includes tolls. Republicans remain skeptical that the Democrats have the votes to pass that plan. WSHU's Abang Udama reports.
House Speaker Joe Arasimowitz came out of a caucus meeting with his members on Tuesday to say that they were almost ready to move forward with a plan that calls for 12 highway tolls on bridges and only for large commercial trucks.
I feel very comfortable based upon the conversations and the conversations we've had over the last 3 years about our transportation infrastructure that we're in a position to move Connecticut forward and end this debate once and for all.
House Majority Leader Matt Ritter says members of his caucus see the plan as an economic boost for the state, despite the reintroduction of highway tolls.
It will lead to $20 billion of infrastructure improvements. When the economy does hit a recession, which it probably will in the next 10 years or 5 years, maybe sooner, we will be putting people to work at an alarming rate compared to where we are now on construction projects. Those are good things, and we think our caucus supports that.
Roland Lamar is the House Chair of the Transportation Committee. He says there's still a few tweaks to be made, because local delivery trucks want to be exempt from tolls.
So the structure of our conversations now is, you know, a much larger scale, whether it's 18-wheelers, not your traditional box trucks.
That would reduce the estimated amount of revenue from tolls. Speaker Arasimowitz admits the tweaks are slowing down the bill.
There has been no official drafting of the bill. We have maybe bullet points the chairman, the House chair, and the Senate chair have. Getting them together will take some time. I still think we're looking at the middle of January to the end of January.
The regular legislative session begins in February. That's prompted Republican legislative leaders to remain skeptical that the Democrats have the votes to pass their transportation plan that includes tolls.
They don't have a bill. They don't have a plan. They're saying it's changing as we talk. The revenue's going down. What is going on?
That's Len Fasano, the GOP minority leader in the state Senate. He believes the Democrats don't have the votes.
My argument is, if you want to put it up. That's your privilege. But keep posturing and saying, we've got the votes, we're going to do it. And we've heard that since, April of last year, March of last year?
House Minority Leader Themis Claridis believes the Democrats will not be able to sell a highway toll plan to Connecticut voters.
What they know is we are putting in tolls in this state that will take more money out of their pocket. And saying it was 88 tolls, then it was 50 tolls, then it was 53 tolls, then it was 16, then it was trucks only, then it wasn't, and this has changed day in, day out. They know they do not trust the government of the state of Connecticut to keep their word.
In the meantime, Governor Ned Lamont wants Democrats to push on. He says he's ready to sell a toll plan to the public.
I'm pretty confident. I think this is moving along. Nobody wants to raid the rainy day fund. Nobody wants to borrow $700 million a year. And I think this is the best way to do it. Let's get it done.
Lamont is to promote his transportation plan at a town hall meeting on Sunday at Bedford Middle School in Westport. Democratic leaders say a vote will probably be scheduled after next Tuesday's special election to fill a couple of vacant seats in the General Assembly. Ebong Udama, WSH News.